Blog Talk Radio. Winning the Battles is sponsoring an online giving campaign June 15th through July 25th for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala benefiting Sickle Cell. You may give a donation at Cash App, $WinningTheBattles, or www.winningbattlesinyourmind.org. And don't forget to join us Saturday, July 25th, virtually from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. There'll be lots of entertainment and children sharing their stories. Join Winning the Battles for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. I kindly ask that you all please stop what it is that you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. And I'd also like to throw out there that the advertisement that you just heard previously is in regards to the Black Tie Gala that is usually hosted annually by Sister Aretha Cleveland in order to raise funds for those children with sickle cell disease and their families. Well, of course, in light of everything that is going on this year, we will not be hosting a live show, but there will be a show on Zoom. And they're also continuing to take donations for that matter. So we will be playing this information every day leading up to the event so that you are able to make your donations. I now bring to you Brother Roger Jones.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for your tuning in, and we're trusting that all is well with you and yours. Please be mindful of the Black Tie Gala. We trust and pray that if you have finances that you can donate for sickle cell, that you would do so. And be mindful that if you don't have a child or family member that's suffering from that disease, that you could be the next family that would suffer. We're in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. We've been discussing the principles that kingdom children must apply into their lives, that they may be the type of citizens that God will be well pleased with, and the world can see on the outside, looking on the inside, and wanting to be a part of that kingdom. It is principles that must be developed on a daily basis. These principles are not acquired overnight. They are to be practiced continuously, laboriously, with great tenacity and great effort. It is principles that Jesus wanted his disciples in his inner circle, the 12 apostles, disciples at the time in which he was teaching this Sermon on the Mount, implementing their lives. And they were with him for 3.5 years. And having sat at his feet, heard the powerful teachings of our Lord and Master and Savior Jesus Christ, they even had problems in their walk with Christ afterwards. I'm quite sure that you are mindful of Peter, who was impetuous Peter, who spoke without thinking many times, had a problem in accepting Gentiles as proper candidates for baptism. Christ had to come to him in a vision and teach him that he was not a respected person. After Peter had that vision, he went to the household of Cornelius and taught them the gospel. And while he was yet speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on Cornelius and his household. And the brethren that were with him, who were Jewish brethren, saw this. They were, the Spirit was poured out upon them before they were baptized, which was an indication that God is accepting Gentiles into the kingdom, that God is no respecter of person. And even after that, Peter caused a great dissimulation, and even our beloved brother Barnabas was brought away with the dissimulation because he had been dwelling with Gentiles and eating with Gentiles, and then when certain Jewish brethren came with him, he caused a dissimulation, and Paul said, I withstood him to the face, for Peter was to blame. That is an indication, or an example, rather, that these principles must be practiced on a daily basis. They are a lifetime application. The older we get, the more they should be implemented into our lives. Jesus says that you must be poor in spirit. You must get rid of self. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, the old man, the old self, has been crucified. Jesus on another occasion said that if any man will come after me, let him take up his cross and deny himself. Self must be destroyed. Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul again said in verse number 6, saying, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Jesus is indicating in the Sermon on the Mount that we must get rid of self. Why is it that people will not obey the truth? When they understand the truth, they'll tell you, I know what the Bible says, I believe the Bible is right, but it's because self is in the way. Why is it that people in the kingdom who are supposed to be the light of the world will not give of their means, will not worship as they should worship? It's because of self. So Jesus said, we must get rid of self. Then he went on to say, well, not only must you be poor in spirit, get rid of self, you must be mournful. You must see your true condition, and it should cause your heart to grieve. That apart, separate and apart, atoning work of Christ, if I was depending upon being acceptable unto God, I would have nothing to offer him. Jesus said, you must be meek. Well, you must humble yourself. That means having strength under control. You must hunger and thirst after righteousness. You must be merciful. Many of us know what it is to be shown no mercy. We are sometimes mistreated for no reason at all, even by our own brethren and our own sisters in Christ. We know what it is to be shown no mercy. You remember the story of what is called the Good Samaritan? As he was traveling, he saw this man that fell among thieves. They had robbed him and left him for half dead. And the priests and the Levites saw him and passed on the other side. These were Jewish religious people who officiated in the temple, had something to do with the sacrifices that they sacrificed for themselves and the people. Saw this man bleeding over on the other side. And here comes this Samaritan, this half-breed Jew who was considered a dog, saw this man, and he had compassion on him. Why? Why was he so willing to have compassion? Because he knew what it was to be shown no mercy. He knew that he was considered as a dog, the lowest scum of the earth. And yet he had compassion. Jesus said, we must be merciful, peacemakers, children of God. We must stand that we're going to be persecuted. And there are three types of persecution that we're going to receive. Being reviled, which means verbally abused, insulted, scolded, mocked, cruel mockings. Listen to the Hebrew writing, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 36. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, game over of bonds and imprisonment. Secondly, we're going to be persecuted. That means to be hurt, ostracized, attacked, tortured, martyred, and treated hostage. And thirdly, having all manner of evil spoken against you, that means slander, cursed, lied about. Listen to the sweet psalmist of Israel in Psalms 35, verse number 11. He says, for false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Acts 17, 6 and 7. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren to the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason has received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And then Jude 5:15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jesus said, if you apply these principles to your life, if you walk in righteousness and stand up for righteousness and for that which is right and just, you are going to be persecuted. I trust and pray that you be mindful of the fact that we must implement these principles in our lives, that we may be able to stand the test of time, that when the winds of opposition blow, we will stand like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. At this time, we give way for one prayer request.
Thank you so much for awesome job this morning, Brother Jones. We have a single prayer request. Caller 9952, Brother Willie Bradshaw. State your request.
On behalf of the Grace Church of Christ, we'd like to tell Sister Maddie Florence and her family, Brother Mike Woods passed away yesterday morning, and so we offer our sympathy to them. Arrangements have not been made as of yet. We'll let you know about that. But Brother Mike Woods, who's been so faithful to our congregation and as well as on this program and other things, passed away yesterday morning. Thank you.
Thank you. We definitely want to keep the family members of Brother Mike Woods in prayer. We thank God that I was actually able to meet with him several times, and he was an amazing person. Keep them in your prayers that God will be with them and comfort them and that they not charge him foolishly in the loss of Brother Woods. Also, continue praying for everyone on the call, every family represented, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Now, our closing prayer by Brother Roger Jones.
Our most gracious, kind Father, we come as bad children before a good Father. Thank you, your Master, for your mercy and your grace, for your loving kindness, your long-suffering toward us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and for that we are eternally grateful. We come now, Father, in behalf of Sister Maddie and Brother Mike Woods' family. In the passing of Brother Mike, we trust and pray that you will keep your arms of protection around that family, strengthen them where they're weak, build them up where they're torn down, and defeat all of us in those things that are contrary to your will. We know that Brother Mike was a dedicated member, loved the church, young people. I heard him many times on the radio asking for prayers for the youth and for all the churches of Christ throughout this land and country. Father, we ask that you put your providence, your arms around them and cradle them in the arms of your love and steal them with a peace, that sweet, precious, perfect peace that passeth all understanding. And Father, we ask that you be with all that on the call this morning that perhaps may be having hurting hearts, look into their lives and see what they need. To grant them those things that they stand in need of. And if in your will you it's not at this time a good time to give them what they need, we know that you will give them the strength to endure, to hold steadfast to your word, to your promises. All things through Christ will strengthen us. And Father, we're not going to be selfish. This will be enough. We ask it all in your Son, Jesus' name, and give thanks. Amen.
Winning the Battles is sponsoring an online giving campaign June 15th through July 25th for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala benefiting Sickle Cell. You may give a donation at Cash App, $WinningTheBattles, or www.winningbattlesinyourmind.org. And don't forget to join us Saturday, July 25th, virtually from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. There'll be lots of entertainment and children sharing their stories. Join Winning the Battles for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala.